welcome to episode 81 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless, yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue our look at the Harry Potter series by looking at the major wizarding sport, Quidditch. Now, when I was growing up and reading the Harry Potter books, I had fantasies of being able to get on a broomstick and just flying around. I know I'm not alone there. Quidditch, the wizarding sport played exclusively on broomsticks, was heaven for kids in the 90s, and now, I guess, kids of the early aughts. Quidditch has taken on a bit of a life of its own. To support a charity effort called Comic Relief in 2001, Rowling wrote a book called Quidditch Through the Ages, a fictional tome that covers the history of the sport. My sister and I actually used to have a copy of that book, but of course it vanished in one of the many mom purges of the last decade. That book mentions a sport named Quidpot, which was popular in the United States and parts of Canada. This seems to be J.K. Rowling's nod to American and Canadian football, huge in those countries but followed less religiously elsewhere. Quidditch has gotten feet in the real world, and there has actually been an official International Quidditch Association formed, based in New York. The rules of Muggle Quidditch are based on the books, though obviously without the flying thing. The group has even run a Quidditch World Cup for the past few years, with a college in Vermont winning every single time. I look forward to a future when we can play Quidditch on brooms, though. We just need to get a good jetpack thing going, and we'll be all set. Fast fact. The Tasmanian Devil has developed a wonderful defense mechanism. When threatened, it yawns and pretends to be bored to confuse potential predators. Everyone loves a good animal fact, and next week will be full of them. The Daily Brainwave is going back on the road, this time to the Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison, Wisconsin, to investigate the animal kingdom. We'll be learning things like the difference between a turtle and a tortoise, why prairie dogs are called prairie dogs even though they're rodents, and what you should never ever do when you want to say hi to a chimp in the wild. It's Animal Week, on location, starting Sunday, here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 81 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic or idea, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we celebrate the release of the last Harry Potter movie by going behind the scenes of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.